podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The time has come, and Mayweather is actually coming out with a ski mask. Why? Because he knows this is fucking robbery, Matt. Let me introduce my co-host. First time ever we're doing a free live chat. We're going to be doing a free fight live chat or live fight chat, as well as your last minute predictions. We will be taking calls. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Make sure you press 1. You might be one of the lucky guys that gets in between rounds while we're talking boxing on this magnificent fight. Like I said, Mayweather coming out to the ring in some black and gold with a ski mask. Matt, intros or what? I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Come on. Give me that intro.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here, haters beware, and God, it's here, man. They're both in the ring. It's still surreal. Like, I still, like, want somebody to pinch my arm because I feel like I'm dreaming. Like, this doesn't seem like reality. Like, I can't believe we have Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather in a boxing ring right now together. Just wow. The wow effect has definitely hit me in many ways.
I know what you're saying, man. I wasn't wowed watching Conor come out with that with those UFC titles, but I get it. It's that bravado, the machismo, right? I mean, what do you think that meant?
I didn't see that, to be honest.
Can you hear my table, my TV set? Should I turn it down?
No, I can't hear it at all.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Give you know me. Why? Because you're using a good mic on a live fight chat for once. Thank God. But yes. I did not see it. And so what did he do? He brought out his UFC belts. Yeah, he said he was going to do that. He said he was going to do that.
Yeah, but why?
Why? Because he's a two division champ in the UFC. He's one of three people in the world to ever do that. Like, it's not like in boxing where like a lot of people are multi-division champions. I'm saying a lot of people, but it's a lot more people. There's only been three people in the history of the UFC to hold belts in two different weight classes. Conor is one of them. That is a major accomplishment. So I can see him taking those accolades into this ring. And he's even saying that he's coming into this ring as a MMA fighter, as a mixed martial artist.
Fuck all that. You watch him on the regular. Does he look nervous? He's awfully quiet.
No, he looks completely. This is exactly what he does.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not saying he's going to win, but no, none of this is games of, oh my God, he's nervous. Oh my God. No, he's dialed in.
This is McGregor. If you're watching this on YouTube, do us a favor, hit that thumbs up button because we're going to be giving you our live play by play here. And yeah, be nice.
And hit that share button, you know, tell a friend and tell a friend. TBVFam.com, you know, SimonReal.com. But anyways, man, Jimmy Lennon. One of the great comment.
Did you see Michael Buffer? Now that you say Jimmy Lennon, was that the official? Because it said verified. I seen Michael Buffer hating on this fight, bro.
I did not see that on Twitter. No way. Yeah. Hold on, I want to go see that shade.
Yeah, he's verified, right? I mean, you know, these days, Photoshop and people probably turn something into something. I don't know.
Was it a screenshot somebody sent you?
Was it a screenshot? I don't know. I think I found that on Instagram.
Was it Was it an Instagram picture or was it his Instagram account?
No, how are they airing his MMA record?
Yo, they have to, man. What are they going to put?
Oh, my God. The crowd is going crazy. Yo, look at his whole team. Came out in suits.
Looking classy.
Let me know if you start hearing feedback so I can turn it down.
Do you hear mine?
None.
Perfect. Awesome. Hold on. I'm on Michael Buffer.
Why is so smiling? I don't know. Is that nervous energy?
Wait, from Floyd or?
Nah, he's been here before.
Floyd thinks this is about to be the easiest paycheck he's ever made in his life.
He got that ski mask. He knew this was a robbery. He was robbing. Yo, what if he gets shocked first round? Boom, right here. first round shocks him.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
Oh, man.
This is still unreal. I'm sorry. I know I keep saying it, but I just feel like it needs to be stated that this doesn't seem like reality. Never see anything like this again in our lifetime, and most likely we won't.
I see you got the grilled cheese smile, man.
It's a big night, man.
It's a big night, man. Well, well, well. There is a lot of people there.
Yeah,
don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, we have both fighters in the center of the ring. It is about to go down. Wow, Conor looks very much taller than Floyd, or is that just Floyd leaning over like that? What's going on here?
A little bit of both, I feel like.
Wow.
Oh, no, he is taller, significantly.
Wow.
He's a good, 2 or 3 inches taller than him?
I don't know, bro. I'm trying to situate this mic so I can see clear into this TV because I'm all on the Chile over here. Like, ooh. Now remember earlier in the weigh-in, Conor told Floyd, "You're gonna make me beg. I follow the rules." And listen to the referee already being very stern with Conor about not wrestling and grappling. Two choice words that are obviously associated with MMA. So this is directly at Conor McGregor. Sense any bias, Matt?
Wow, they just touched gloves, man. It's happening. It's happening.
My name is Floyd. My name is Floyd. My name is Money Mayweather.
Who the fuck is that guy?
It's going down. I can't believe this. Conor looks dry. He looks dry. I hope that doesn't mean anything. You know how boxers like to get a little warmed up in the back before the actual match. It is packed house in there. Round one. Oh!
He instantly came out. Oh, left hand. Oh! Left hand of the body by McGregor.
Yo, he put Floyd on the ropes immediately. He
landed two punches in the first 10 seconds. Holy shit.
Oh! Floyd, I told you guys, it's going to take Floyd about 4 rounds to adjust. And anyway, McGregor cannot sustain this. Good left hand to the body by McGregor. He has very good reach, Matt, and distance. Look how he's using that right hand to kind of
get massive compared to Floyd in the ring, though.
Yo. Oh, my God. Do you smell upset, ladies and gentlemen? Are we really talking about seeing the rematch? And he's a southpaw dude. You know it's tough. He's letting his hands go, too. First round, he's working the southpaw jab. He's keeping...
Yo, Floyd has a smirk on his face, though. Floyd has a smirk on his face.
Floyd just shot a straight right. It didn't land. Oh, shit. Conor landed a straight left.
Damn, you're ahead of me a little bit. First time ever.
Well, I hooked up the TV now, baby. No more internet games. Yo, Conor is using that right hand to measure him up, just like my coach told me. That is very good. I'm surprised. Very good of Conor.
That all the time, though.
Give him some applause. Yeah, but it's boxing now.
That's true. And it's against Floyd. Oh!
He dug that one to the body, too. Listen.
And he slipped and shot.
He is so much bigger. Jesus Christ. It's like David and Goliath. Oh, my. Oh, he put his hands behind his back. He put his hands behind his back. Oh, my God. He's disrespectful. Oh, this is beautiful. Listen, first round so far, minute and 21 left. But so far, I got Conor ahead on this. He's definitely keeping Floyd at bay. Look, he's so much bigger, bro. Wow. I can't believe what I'm seeing. Is it me or does he look – okay, Floyd with the left – straight left to the jab. Excuse me. left jab to the body. He's starting to get loose.
But you're right. Floyd's always going to take a little bit. And Connor's wide. He's ranging. Oh, he just switched stance.
Really, really slappy punchy punch there by Connor, but it still landed.
They're scoring punches, man. And when you fight Floyd, man, all you need to do is score.
He is keeping Floyd at bay. Wow, he is big, though, Floyd. How are you going to do this one, Floyd?
He's Floyd's walking him down a lot. I don't know why Floyd is walking him down. Oh!
Oh, he switched on Floyd with the shot. Listen, but you know what? Floyd walked him down. He shot the straight right hand, but he did not land, Matt. Floyd now parrying.
What I'm saying is
Floyd is now parrying that right hand. He's moving that right hand of McGregor. Uh-oh. Floyd's getting right aggressive here.
He's going right into McGregor's wheelhouse. McGregor is a counter striker. So walking him down should not be his.
Yo, this pace suits McGregor, Matt. I don't even see McGregor huffing or puffing at all. This is really good. He is big in there. Very big. This could be what the world was looking for.
You know every hardcore boxer right
first,
now.
That's a first round for McGregor. Damn, should I take out my scorecard? Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to have to, huh?
Holy shit. Are we going to have to score this motherfucker? I cannot believe. But look, that's expected. Oh, that uppercut landed by Connor.
I can't believe we're seeing highlights of Connor landing.
Let me tell you something. Floyd, how did Floyd undershoot that right hand, bro? Oh, shit. Even Bernstein just said what I've said. That's an odd thing to see happen. Yo, that better not mean Floyd's losing his timing. You know how they say fighters get old that night. This better not be it because
Somebody said that to me. Man, maybe today is the day that Floyd just looks old. And I was like, no. Like, don't even say that.
I mean, because you never – I mean, I doubt it's going to happen in a sense where he loses, though, right? Like, he always – this is Floyd, right? He takes four rounds to figure you out. That's round one. Let's see what else he's got. Okay, uh-oh, he's trying to shoulder roll, Floyd. You're not supposed to do shoulder roll with the southpaw. McGregor has him pinned in the corner, folks, and he keeps using that – oh, man, he's doing hammer fists here, ref. Come on. And there we go. Good call on the ref to step right in. That's fucking right. Oh, he's raking Floyd. Oh, Floyd with a nice straight right landed on McGregor's chin.
There is a hand speed difference.
Floyd is way faster, but McGregor's reach advantage has Floyd at bay. I'm telling you, Floyd is not. He's starting to lead now, Matt. He's starting to lead with that right. He led to the body with that right, Floyd did. McGregor's still jabbing. He's got that lead right hand down. I don't like that, McGregor. Bring it back up. Keep him back. There you go. Use that. Pull that out there. Use it as a range finder.
Yeah, just if he can keep this up. The cardio. Cardio is going to be huge in this fight.
Cardio is key in this fight. Damn, McGregor looks so
I can't believe we're here. He's
not even bust the sweat yet, though.
Yo, we're
shit, about- He switched and landed three straight jabs on him. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He switched and it landed. Those are scoring
punches. Good right hand to the body by Floyd.
Those are scoring punches.
And plus, the optics of this.
And not to mention that refs, judges are not used to seeing Floyd land. So that could be enough to win the round if Floyd doesn't do nothing. We're at a minute 23, and McGregor's definitely landed more shots.
I don't know if that left hand landed by McGregor.
Wow. He is so comfortable, too. Impressive to see. Impressive. Floyd's going to have to step on the gas. But I know the plan is take him deep water. He's never been in a 12-round fight, guys. We got to relax and see just what exactly is going to come of this.
I'm telling you this right now. We already see enough that Connor can make an argument and sell another boxing fight after this, no matter what happens next.
We'll see. Because if he gets
stopped out. Look how well I was doing in the beginning.
Stone Cold stole Austin. No, man. Because people say, oh, Floyd's 40 and he had to warm up to knock him out. Look, there goes the right. It's starting to land.
Oh. But Connor landed back at him, man.
Yeah, Connor's standing out and he's so big. He's so
big. I love it. I love the roughing him up, man. The pseudo MMA tactics, man.
He
he switched again.
Listen, Oh, man. Yo, Connor might get a point deducted. He's from the angle.
He may not care.
But you know why? And the only reason is the angle in which he's using to hold and hit. So it makes it look more MMA-ish.
Yeah, it does.
But his footwork, and I mean that sincerely, it's causing Floyd problems. When he switches, it does make Floyd move back. But Floyd looks calm in this corner, Matt.
Yeah, but he always does, let's be honest.
What are you going to do? You're going to dive off the deep end? You're going two rounds McGregor?
Yeah. Yeah, that second round was McGregor, dude. I can't believe we're in a world where McGregor won the first two rounds.
I don't know. What are they saying in the fight chat? We got to go to a caller. We're going to Amin. Amin, how do you have that scored so far, Amin?
I don't know, man. I think I got it 1-1, but I wouldn't be mad if somebody got it 2-1 McGregor. Just for pressing the action. But, I mean, I'm noticing less punches starting to land, and Mayweather find a little bit of rhythm.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We're going back into this fight, man. Thanks for staying on the line with us. We're in the third round, and again, McGregor pinning Floyd in the corner.
He landed another hammer shot.
He landed another hammer fist there, Matt.
He can't do that.
I told you, this is why he needed a couple of fights before he was on this stage, man. You don't want your final blow to be an illegal one, and then you get disqualified because he's doing pretty well here. Look, a hammer fist again. He can't do that. He's hitting the top of the head.
Can you hit the top of the head? I mean, that may seem like a dumb question, but I know you can't hit the back of the head, but can you hit the top of the head?
Dude, why does
McGregor's, I know hammer fist aren't loud, but I mean,
why does McGregor's Everlast look so huge? I thought they had 8-ounce gloves.
I don't think they look that big.
Damn, it's the third round, and Matt hasn't given Floyd a round, and Floyd hasn't really connected any combinations yet. He's still trying to pot shot. He's starting to let go of that right hand more, but nothing clean has landed. Southpaw orthodox fighters were getting a lot of clinches, Matt, and I hope we don't get a headbutt, because that – another hammer fist and a blow at the top of the head. This guy's gonna have to get a point deducted to learn his lesson. He's gonna keep pushing the limit.
And that may be the plan.
He got caught switching. Good jab by McGregor. That shit pushed Floyd's head back.
And he's continually throwing that left hand to the body. I like that.
Damn, another jab landed. Yo, his range, man. He's got good range.
We're starting to see Connor sweat a little bit, though. I'm just saying.
Floyd's right hands are definitely coming harder.
Good right hand.
And Connor doesn't like him. He's starting to fold a little bit. Wow, big left hook left uppercut by Connor. Barely, almost missed. He switched again and landed that jab. I like when he switches from southpaw to orthodox. That jab all of a sudden is in range and lands to Floyd's body. Another right-hand jab lands to Floyd's head. I mean, Connor doing a good job. Again, he's making an argument to give him this round, Matt.
He is.
This is crazy.
If Floyd doesn't land a significant right hand, I'm giving him a round.
Is willing to lose this fight to come back. How much would the rematch be worth? Six. Oh, another fucking hammer fist. This has got to stop. What's this referee's name?
Robert Byrd, man. You know Robert Byrd.
Ridiculous, bro.
Yo, I'm giving Connor this round, too. You know what's starting to happen, though? Floyd's starting to throw a lot more feints, and Connor's starting to bite on them.
I don't understand why is Floyd. You know what, though? Floyd is committing a very big mistake here. Listen, if you want to call in and give us your take, you better do it now in between rounds 1-425-569-5241, or call us up on Skype, absolutely free, by adding Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's NestorGibbs. He's getting behind in rounds, and we've seen him here before with Marcos Maidana. I know that. But this is a completely different animal here. I mean, he's finding it difficult to be in range without having some of this. Another hammerhead there, hammer fist there. I mean, you know, McGregor really needs to be sternly warned here, if not a point deducted at this point, so that he can learn his lesson.
And it's also just, as a ref, you need to control the fight. You need to be in control. And he needs to start taking control of the fight in a little bit more of a way. I do like that he is at least allowing the fight to be on the inside for them to do that.
Wow, McGregor has him on the ropes again. Another fucking hammer fist. But he drives the left hand straight to the body. Floyd is indicating to the that it was a low blow. Floyd's still on the ropes playing possum, but McGregor definitely landing some flurries here and raking now.
They're scoring.
He's raking Floyd's guard, trying to get that to open up. Another hammer fist. Oh, my God. This has got to be something done. He's leaning on Floyd's neck now, pushing him down. Definitely roughing Floyd up. This is what people want to see when they see Floyd in a fight. They want to see him in a tough fight where, you know, you're not playing by his rules, and McGregor definitely is not playing by Floyd's rules right now. And there he is again, Matt, raking down at the guard. Floyd came out with Yo, McGregor landed a big shot on Floyd, but Floyd is now picking up the pace. Two left hooks landed by Floyd. Straight right hand by Floyd. He's walking McGregor down now in the center of the ring. They're turning left.
Conor
again is now straddling the back of Floyd MMA style.
Or Broner style. Come on.
Check right hook by Conor. Slightly blocked by Floyd. Floyd digs with a 1-2 to the body. McGregor now jabbing for his jab. If he had the stamina to keep that jab, he might go win this fight or at least a couple of more rounds, Matt. Wow, big left hook lands by McGregor. Huge right hand by Floyd to the body. Floyd walking, another straight right hand to the body by Floyd. And another, wow, McGregor with a left hook. That's a straight left kind of backhand hook. I don't know what the fuck.
McGregor's starting to look tired too.
Yes, he is. His mouth is open, but he landed a big left hand on Floyd just now. His jab is there, bro. He's got to pump that jab McGregor does if he wants to keep Floyd back. Floyd is actually walking down the bigger man. This is impressive. But he missed wildly there. McGregor needs to capitalize on those misses. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show and then, you know, puts us in front of more eyes. So hit that thumbs up button. That's the least you can do as we're giving you this play-by-play of this mega fight between Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Conor now just picking at Floyd at the high guard, Matt, trying to get something to go in between there. On his toes. Hands by Conor. Another shot on the back of the head by Conor as well. Floyd leads with a left. Oh, another shot on the back of the head by Conor. Floyd is going to have to take this into his own hands. And we're in the fourth round now, ladies and gentlemen. And on Matt's scorecard, Floyd hasn't won a round this possible.
Hold on. I don't know. This round was close. I might give Conor this round, too.
Possibly the first Floyd Mayweather round. We want to know what you have. Call us up right now, 1-425-569-5241. Let us know your scorecard in the chat. How do you have it so far? We have 1,000 people watching. We want 1,000 thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up button. If it's gray, you're not doing it right. Look at this replay of Conor landing that magnificent left.
I'll be honest. It's
Floyd straight up right there. That got Floyd's attention. But look at Floyd's eye of the tiger right there. He lands the left, followed by the right. He misses wildly with the right. I thought that landed when we called it early. I said 1-2. Conor definitely has that range. Oh! Floyd countered over Conor's left there. That was nice.
Who did you give that round to?
3-1 McGregor. Elijah, I think that's Elijah.
I have it 4-0 McGregor.
4-0. Wow.
Round was close to
MMA co-host. I gave that last round to Floyd.
I can see that. I'm not upset with that at all.
McGregor picking up the pace and definitely moving now in lateral angles here. Awkward ones. Floyd has his right hand up high, and he's parrying with that left hand. He's trying to walk down McGregor. I think that Floyd needs to get back to what we know him for, boxing. I don't know why is he trying to be this aggressor that we're not used to seeing. And this could be throwing him off, Matt. I mean, we're in the fifth round now. I know we've been here before with Maidana, but we're starting to get into very dangerous territory if he continues to lose rounds like this. McGregor is just letting his hands go, and this is what the judges want to see.
I absolutely agree. Floyd definitely needs to revert back to what his bread and butter is recently. Yes, he was a very dominant, walking forward, sort of opportunist puncher back at 130 and 135, but that was over a decade ago. He's been a counter boxer for a very long time. He's a guy that's usually on the back foot, walking along the rope lines. That's where he needs to be. And he's not doing that. He's walking forward. I think he's not walking forward with the jab as well. He's not jabbing really at all.
Nah, he's walking him down.
His shots.
For some reason, he thinks he can knock out McGregor, bro. He's got to get back to boxing or this fight is going to slip away. I mean, we're in the fifth round now. And if you're being generous, you gave him the last round. McGregor's up 3-1. And, you know, possibly he's winning this round because he's letting his hands go. He's letting his hands go. It is the fifth round. McGregor, since the last round, has been on the back foot, Matt. You watched him fight more often than I. Are you sensing stamina issues kicking in?
Yes, in a way. I know he can go at this pace for a while. You know, you can notice that this pace right now and this round and the last round is very different than the first and second round, right?
Ooh, McGregor with the 1-2. Once again, Paul's kind of with that. He's raking that high guard of Floyd trying to break through. Sorry to interrupt, but
no, it's fine. I just
want to call that live action there. He's working this guy.
He is. And I think he's just doing
more. Would you consider that his mouth open? Again, I never seen him fight. That looks open to me. I'm not sure if that's common. Mayweather using that famous forearm that we're accustomed to seeing put on his opponent's throat. Oh, big left hook by Mayweather.
Yeah, that might have rocked him a bit.
Connor's holding. Oh, huge forearm by Mayweather. Mayweather is now getting aggressive. He doesn't like Connor trying to clinch anymore.
Connor looks like he just got zapped of energy too.
He did.
Good right hand by Mayweather.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, as we're giving you this live fight chat, calling this fight live for you. McGregor on the back foot now, popping the jab. I see Floyd here parrying little by little. He's parrying these shots. He's trying to work his way in.
Well, he has 5 seconds.
He's moving high guard, and McGregor's still on the back foot. 1 second left in the round. It's over. Oh! Mayweather pushes McGregor after the bell, and the referee pushes Mayweather and shoves him to the corner. Mayweather's laughing now. Is it getting WWF styled or what? I mean, look, we're
it's going dirty for sure.
Round, bro.
Wow, that was a Mayweather round without a doubt.
Okay, so 2-3, Mayweather.
What do you mean 2-3? Like 2-3, 2 or 3 rounds you may score.
Three rounds to McGregor, 2 rounds Mayweather.
I can see that. Yeah, I could even see maybe a 3-2 for Mayweather. I can see that potentially.
Well, if Mayweather takes off from here, he's on par with what he normally does. You know, he takes a couple of rounds to figure you out, and then he takes off. And you know, most Mayweather fans will probably have Mayweather turning around this fight from the fourth round, a round that Matt did not score for Floyd. So on your card, you should have it Connor up by one more, right? Here Connor is again using that jab the way I like. He's keeping Floyd at bay when he just paws it out there, keeps it there. Floyd is forced to stop his come forward movement. Now look, he has to use energy to parry it with that left hand. So his left hand does what? Oh, what the fuck is the ref? Yo, this referee has to get fired, bro. He's not even gonna say anything, Matt.
Oh, no, man, he doesn't. He doesn't say a fucking word.
He allowed fucking Connor to hit him. This is insane, bro.
Dude, I don't know what we're seeing here. Yo, you know what? Never mind.
Connor just landed another straight left to the body. Mayweather with a straight right to the face. Lead right hand at that. He's walking Connor down. Connor switches slightly and lands a jab to the body from the orthodox stamp. He switched again. Oh, 1-2. He lands, and Mayweather throws a straight right. Oh, Mayweather landing and throwing in punches now, Matt. Whoa, big right hand. Big right hand by Mayweather. Lands and stumbles McGregor back. McGregor on the back foot. Doubles up on the jab, but gets countered again by another straight right by Mayweather. Mayweather parry. Another 1-2 by Mayweather. Oh, shit.
He needs to tie up. He needs to tie up.
Is this the round? I mean, McGregor doesn't look tired, but a lot of shots are landing for sure.
Again, McGregor is very durable, so he could
take by Mayweather now. A while, but he finally got back to the jab.
Second wind. McGregor needs to get that second wind in because these last few rounds, he's definitely been taken off a bit.
He looks zapped, Matt. He looks zapped. Big right hand, big left hand to the body by McGregor, and another hammer fist to the head. Another body shot by McGregor. He's doing good body work, that's for sure. He's invested in the body throughout this whole fight. But Floyd's pop, that left hand definitely stumbled Floyd back there.
I don't know how Floyd is not able to land more up top. It doesn't seem like Conor has the greatest head movement. I understand that his footwork is actually pretty decent.
Hands, bro. It's the range, bro. It's hard to get inside those arms, man.
Yo, fucking McGregor's good defense. Laughing at him.
Oh! Floyd is trying that.
Good right hand by Mayweather.
He's trying that lead right a lot, boy. Another investment by Conor to the body, and two more hammer fists to the back of the head by Conor. I mean, this guy, this referee is just, he obviously decided.
I do not care.
If you're watching this on YouTube, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show, and we would appreciate that. If it's gray, you're not doing the right thing. Hit that thumbs up as we're giving you this play-by-play. Floyd just now parries with that lead hand. McGregor, again, is very successful, Matt, when he uses that jab as a rangefinder. And he just let his...
Oh, good uppercut by McGregor. Damn.
Well.
That was a Mayweather round, though.
Well. Who's winning? Well, according to Matt's card, McGregor's up. And according to my card, Mayweather's won this round, which I think ties them up, right?
For you, yes. For you, you would have a tie from card.
McGregor this round?
No, I gave it to Mayweather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have it 4-2.
Well, McGregor has some shots in this round, bro.
Yeah, but I felt like Mayweather put on the better work throughout.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I thought he also put on maybe more work as well. That's another factor.
They got ice packs on his chest, on his shoulders. Is that common in the UFC, or are we seeing some sort of signs of fatigue?
Well, you could see signs of fatigue, but the ice pack is not one of them. That's very common.
At least McGregor's letting his hands go in combinations. Right opening bell, he let out a 1-2, but Floyd follows up with a two-piece to the body. They're standing in the center of the ring, Floyd with the high guard. Oh, McGregor lands a nice right hook on Floyd. Floyd's still trying to walk him down, Matt. And McGregor raking away at that guard. And because he's bigger and stronger, when he rakes, it kind of pulls Floyd in a certain direction.
Another thing is that for all the allotted power of
McGregor. He didn't even get a warning for that. He hit him with a little cheap shot on the inside when the ref was breaking.
Another thing is that McGregor hasn't really landed a shot that seems to have affected Mayweather. There's never been a shot that hurt.
I think he did in the beginning, man. What are you talking about? Remember, there was a left hand that made Floyd fucking straighten up.
Yeah, I don't know if that really fazed him.
That made him upset. Here goes the forearm. Floyd using the forearm tactics. He just landed a left, too. Floyd needs to invest into this body, man. McGregor is tired, Matt. Look, we're talking seven rounds, and there's a lot of holding going on.
Yes, there is. Oh, good right hand by Mayweather.
Floyd's got to stop this guy, bro.
Yo, he's struggling right now.
McGregor with a good left to the body.
Yeah, good uppercut.
Floyd is really putting a sting on these punches. Another straight right lands for Floyd. Judges have to be scoring for Floyd because he's landing the bigger shots here for sure. And now he's getting very aggressive. McGregor straddles him from behind and lands a right hand. This referee is just, I guess they're letting this happen. Again, straddles him from behind and does it again.
I feel like Mayweather just falls into it, though. Let's be honest. Like that just seems
straight
like.
Right hand by Mayweather. Another straight right hand by Mayweather. But Mayweather's really not hurting him, bro. He's just pushing him back with these shots, really.
Well, McGregor does have a very good chin.
Oh, McGregor tried some footwork and got countered with a big right hand by Mayweather.
That caused another shot. Could he be hurt? I don't know.
McGregor has to use that jab. He's on the back foot too much to be the bigger man. He's going to have to stand his ground, bro, because his stamina is not going to be able to keep up with this. Two good right hands to the body by McGregor. Excuse me, left hands to the body by McGregor. It seems like it just land that left hand to the body so easy, right, Matt? The range, it's just like every time he lets it go, it lands to Floyd's body.
Yeah, but he's also worried about that counter right every time he throws it. And if he is tired, he's worried about doing it slow, doing it in a lazy way, and then getting countered.
Man, Floyd is not as accurate as we remember him. McGregor is tired. Arms on the ropes.
God, look at that.
He put his arms on the ropes. He was looking for a rest, folks. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. And if you want to call in and you want to give us your take on how these rounds have been, you know the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you want to call internationally. That's Nestorgibbs. We're going to go out to one of these callers in between rounds. We got 912. You're live. Who's this?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're loud and clear, brother. Who's this?
Yo, my name is Ronnie B.
Ronnie B, are you watching the fight?
Yeah, man. Floyd, MS Door, you feel me?
How you have it so far? Who'd you score that last round for, round 7?
Say what?
Who'd you score round 7 for?
I'd probably say McGregor.
McGregor, okay. All right, brother, we're going to get back to the fight because they're live. Stick around. We'll come back to the callers. Connor lands another left, Matt, and there he goes. He let his hands go with a four-punch combination. Ooh. Two of those landed to the body, another right hand to the body. This is what I want to see. Floyd lands a big uppercut, makes Connor tie up immediately.
Yeah, he was tying up before that uppercut, though. But I just think Connor.
Yo, like, Connor lets his hands go.
Don't have power on them.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have power on them. But when he lets his hands go, they at least keep Floyd back.
True. But how long can he do that?
Oh, that was a good two-piece by Connor.
That was.
Oh, good right hand. Another right hand by Floyd. He's walking Connor. Another right hand by Floyd. But look at Connor's face. These punches are not hurting Connor. It's fatigue, man. We're probably going to hear in the post fight that it was all fatigue for him. This is why it was a bad thing, you know, to fight 12 rounds because he's never been here before, man. He needed a couple of fights before he could get here with Floyd. But it is the 8th round, and what could you say? He's doing a good job of himself. I mean, at this point, he's done better than Victor Ortiz, right?
Oh, hell yeah. You can say he's done better than what, Robert Guerrero?
Another left hand to the body.
Could you say he's done better than Canelo?
I mean, yeah, I don't think Canelo landed this many punches, but they're not affecting Floyd. Neither man are really affecting each other because I don't see anyone hurt. No blood, no swelling, nothing.
But what I do see is an entertaining fight, to be honest.
Yes.
I think the casuals overall are going to be happy with this fight, regardless of what happens.
Well, oh, good left hand by Floyd. Another lead left hand. Floyd is just landing everything from the high guard position. Oh, big left hand by McGregor. Turns Floyd around against the rope, but Floyd walks off the ropes immediately again and just continues to land that lead right. Oh, two left uppercuts by Floyd. Oh, but McGregor lands a nice right jab. Bouncing that head back of Floyd. Another one and another left to the body by McGregor. I'm telling you, he's good when he lets his hand go in combinations for sure.
You can definitely say this, that Connor does have...
walking down a bigger man with no problem at all, bro.
You can definitely say this. Connor, though, obviously unrefined in a lot of ways in this boxing art, does look like a comparable boxer. Like, he looks like he's a C, B level guy that's having the night of his life right now.
I just don't know. I mean, he can't hurt a guy that is not fighting in their normal style. So I just don't understand it. It's like, again, he doesn't have any power.
Floyd is also a granite chin type of guy as well. Let's not forget that.
I don't know, man. I mean, they boasted, J-Lo in the building with Alex Rodriguez. When the stars come out, hello, hello.
Yo, I haven't seen Jay-Z yet. Drake.
Alex is definitely nervous. He was like, fuck.
I put all my money on Mayweather.
All right, let's go to some phone calls in between the lines. We got 414-414-208. Are you watching this fight live?
Yes, I am.
How do you have a score so far, my friend?
Right now, I mean, I had Mayweather. I have Mayweather going all the way. I kind of have some money on this fight tonight, so I'm chanting for Mayweather. So far, I've seen.
Oh, good body shot by McGregor.
And he gets him equally.
Oh, he's hurt. He's hurt.
I'm kind of worried myself, but I mean.
Oh man. Hey, we're going to come right back to you, brother. The round has started.
Oh.
What?
Yo, you not watching this right now?
I'm doing a bunch. What's going on?
Dude, ref separated them after Mayweather looked hurt to the body, and then McGregor threw a cheap shot, Victor Ortiz style, afterwards. Now Mayweather's coming at him all pissed off.
Yo, I like that McGregor is raking at the gloves, but nothing's getting through. Oh, big uppercut by Floyd. Oh, big right hand by Floyd. Uh-oh, McGregor's tying up now. He's tired, Matt. He's
been tired. He's been tired. He needs that second win.
Matt.
Yeah.
Check that notification on the line on the next show.
You have to be more. Where am I looking?
Uh-oh. Connor's legs went from under him. He's holding on for dear life. He's tired, brother. Mayweather just landed like a three-piece. Oh, he missed the big uppercut. McGregor might go down, bro. Oh, another right hand lands. McGregor might go down. Oh, come on, Floyd.
Oh, McGregor's exhausted right now.
He's so tired. 1 minute left in this round. Floyd, you're the best boxer. Oh, McGregor's so good with that jab. Big left hand lands on.
Oh God, how is he still up?
Come on, Floyd. You got to stop. Oh, another straight right by Floyd.
Oh, my goodness.
McGregor goes for the shoot. He needs the whole door. Floyd is just picking away. McGregor's holding on to him now. Floyd gave up his back. Ref breaks them up. McGregor's exhausted. His hands are down. He's smiling. He's still kind of punching. Floyd is coming forward. Right hand's landing after right hand. Left hook lands. McGregor walking off, giving away his back. He's tired, ladies and gentlemen. This one is... Can he make it out the round? 12 seconds left. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Oh, my God. Floyd putting in work in that corner, but McGregor holds on. 2 seconds left. He made it out the round. Fuck. Wow. 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 Wow.
You can almost make that like a 10-8 round.
That was a big round. McGregor is a G, though. He stood up. That was a lot of punishment. We're talking about one of the most accurate punches in the game. That was McGregor. If he could somehow, I don't know, he needs the second win to come in right now.
He does. I don't know if he's going to get it, though.
Floyd has landed.
It's hard to get a second win if you're going to hit like that.
I'm surprised he hasn't broken a lip or a nose. I mean, he's landed so many right hands on McGregor. McGregor's skin holds up well. And look, McGregor's still doing good work to the body, man. He has nothing on it. I wonder if he's going to say the weight cut. I mean, what was it? Is it just never being here before, this being the first time in a 12-round fight?
I mean, just not being at this level, not being ready for this level. Like, that just happens.
Robert Byrd yelling at McGregor to get off of Floyd's gloves.
That's the most he's yelled at him this entire fight.
We're in the 10th round, ladies and gentlemen. Floyd seems to – I think that the game plan is to let Connor kind of, you know, let off some steam in the beginning of the round, because usually Floyd starts to pick it up a little later. See, Connor usually comes out in the beginning of the round with everything he has, then he gasses out. Floyd uses the guard. Look, good body work there by Floyd. Uh-oh. Floyd is getting aggressive. Connor's back to clinching, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Wow, Floyd lands three-piece, Matt. Oh, he's walking him down. Connor walking him down.
How is he up?
Oh, another right hand. Oh, my God. Connor stumbles back into the ropes. Floyd is looking for the knockout now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he drops him into the another ropes with another left hook. Oh, the ref jumps in between it. It's immediate reaction time. Floyd Money Mayweather gets the motherfucking stoppage. Referee saves Conor McGregor from himself. Matt, I know we're going to ask you on the immediate reaction, but
What do you think? I'll save it for that. Wow. Yeah, we're going to be back on the immediate reaction right after these guys give their post-fight interviews. So subscribe, tune in.
Make sure you subscribe to the channel right here if you want to get that notification. We're going live as soon as these two guys finish with their post-fight announcements. We want to hear what Jim Gray has to say, and we'll be right here to take your phone calls. Remember that number. Save it into your speed dial, 1-425-569-5241. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell. Hit the bell so you get that notification. We're going to get all ready here in the studio to bring you another live immediate reaction show. Take it easy, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.